And away we go. You know, here's another thing about the whole Cobra Tate. I'm too much of a man, ROI on my time to cook my own food, right? So he's talking about how cooking your own food is low ROI. But what's, and he's telling his story, he's like, yeah, I'm hanging out with my friend. Okay, so first of all, what's your ROI on hanging out with your friend? And then he goes into how his friend is a loser who's never going to be a millionaire like he is. He's Cobra Tate. His friend's never going to be a millionaire because his friend cooks his own food. Okay, so what's your ROI on hanging out with a loser? I watched another Cobra Tate video. By watched, I mean blew through it, of him talking about how he's James Bond. I'm not making this. He's like, I'm the closest thing alive to James Bond. And you know what? I haven't watched many of Cobra's videos. But that was like that was the final straw. I deleted his channel from my RSS feed. I'm done with you. After watching you give Anthony Dream Johnson a blowjob, after finding out that you're dependent on women for food, and then finding out that you're going through life cosplaying as James Bond, I don't think I need any more of Cobra Tate's wisdom in my life. Work. I got the Wuhan. I can't get any parts.
Wash your face and hands.
I can't get any materials.
Let me go the problem.
I can't get any services.
Do all that you can.
The supply chain is disrupted. Wuhan.
Keep me deep.
But Wuhan. Coming, who many moons when all this started, who was it that came on their podcast and said, oh look, Wuhan, things you don't understand. Now everybody's got an excuse not to go to work. I called this one. You're welcome. I said it. This is the get out of jail free card. This is the get out of work. I got Wuhan. I can't come to work. Nobody's gonna argue because everybody's so, oh, just stay at home. Anytime you want a day off from work, just call up the boss and say, oh, I think I might have Wuhan. All right, no problem. Stay home. Oh, man, boy, if I got that one right. I don't know if I put that on the prediction page. Opening up another mango cart beer here. But boy, I fucking called that one right. God, I fucking knocked that one out of the park. All right, let's get back to this. Where did I leave off? Nature Alive, if it was effective in this effort, we're going to have to face an even greater challenge. We must let go of the impulse to tell them they've got their facts wrong, even when they do. I kind of want a tangent, but you know what? No. Let's focus. Let me save that for another podcast. That's a whole other topic. I really want a tangent for a second. I won't make a little tangent on this. Hold on. This is where to go. This is worth tangenting on, except I... Where to go? Is that it? There it is. You guys may have heard of this guy. He has a podcast. His name's TJ Martinell. He's this young little kid, TJ. And yeah, he writes some stories now and then. I got his latest book. I didn't even know he had this book until I heard him talking about it. It's called the Aridian? A-R-I-D-I-A-N. It's a sci-fi noir story by T.J. Martinell. So I got his book, showed up, got it just today. It's like about, what is this? 161 pages? 162 pages. I'm looking forward to reading it because his last one was really good. My only question is this. Hey, TJ. Do you think you could have made the font a little bit fucking smaller? Because I don't know. This looks like about some 8-point font. I mean, even... I would get out the fucking microscope to read this. Just saying, TJ. Could you have made the font maybe a little bit smaller? Because, oh, man, then I would need two microscopes to read it. All right. Moving on. Jesus Christ. It really is. It's like this microscopic font. All right, moving on. What am I putting? I don't need headphones. What am I putting those on for? All right. Engaging on the plane of belief where lies live means taking a break from trying to prove what's factually accurate and talking instead about what feels meaningful in the heart. This doesn't always need to mean letting egregious errors stand. It's worth holding on to the fact that reality exists beyond opinions. But it might well mean breezing past the correction into whatever's keeping the lie alive. Like reading a liberal woman trying to talk about how you should use emotions instead of facts. This is just painful. It's painful for a couple. It's painful because women don't know anything about facts. It's painful because this woman has an entire world belief that's based on lies. Right? That women and men are equal, that fat women are attractive, that women in our society are oppressed. Right? Her entire fucking worldview that democracy and freedom can coexist. Right? That there was no fraud in the election. That Wuhan is sweeping through the nation and the ICUs are overflowing. Right? This is woman's entire worldview. Is based on lies. And she's completely oblivious to this because she's so emotionally invested in never experiencing discomfort that she cannot face these realities. How much more of this is there? Oh, we are actually near the end, thank God. Because as entertaining as this is, I, honest to God, I can't take much more of it. Like this level of stupid, again, you, anyone listening to this podcast, you know this as well as I do. Like this level of stupid, it's entertaining in small burst, but sustained, it's just like, no, I don't. I and you, we don't have time for this shit. We have better things to do. You know, even if it's playing Star Wars, we have better things to do. And yes, after I finish recording this podcast, I just might play Star Wars. Even though I have a bunch of other stuff I need to do. Might play Star Wars for a little while. And then do the other stuff. And then play some more Star Wars. You know, it's also interesting. Because I'm playing the Star Wars. And the Star Wars game is 10 years old. And there are... So the core of the Star Wars game... The... character class stories are 10 years old because that was the original game. And some of the stuff in there, I'm just not sure you would be... And it's interesting because it's like, this is only 10 years ago. There's some stuff in there I'm not sure that you would be allowed to do anymore. I think it's still just there because, you know, how do you get it out without breaking the entire game or whatever? Anyway, I don't want to go into details. But there is some stuff in there that I'm like, damn, you know, this 10 years ago, this was okay. But I bet you couldn't do this in a video game now, especially not a woke video game. And it is becoming woke. I've discovered that. I talked about this. I discovered that, you know, like in the first thing, men can only flirt with women. Women can only flirt with men. Whereas in the later expansions of the game over the last couple of years, men can flirt with men and women. Women can flirt with women. Everybody can flirt with everybody. So we got to have the bisexuality and the lesbians and the fags in there. Whereas when the game started 10 years ago, all the characters were straight. All your flirting and romance options were male, female only. Figuring out how to counter falsehoods is going to mean assessing, like you're a woman, you can't assess things. Speaking of women, I went to the gym this morning. It was like chick day at the gym or something. There was, at one point, there were seven women in there. I've never seen seven women, and I'm excluding the female trainer from this number. I've never seen seven women in there before. Were any of them attractive? There's one who was kind of cute. She had a nice body, face was but she's kind of cute. There's two of them in there that have pretty good bodies, but they're plastered in the fucking tattoos. And that, you know, do anyone remember when tattoos were masculine? Like, the only people that had tattoos were prisoners and soldiers and sailors. Tattoos, see, that's another thing. Tattoos have literally Hitler become completely feminized. Like, right now, today, I don't know exactly when the transition took place between when tattoos were a masculine thing, but now, right now, today, 2021, having tattoos is like wearing a dress. It is literally Hitler. I see a man wearing a dress. He can tell me that he's a man, but he's not a man because he's wearing a dress. I'm not talking about wearing a kilt. A kilt is different. A dress. I see a man wearing a dress. He's not masculine. In the year 2021, I see a man who has tattoos. You're not masculine. I don't care how big your muscles are. You know, I don't care if you're Cobra Tate and you don't cook your own food because you're dependent on women and you gave Anthony Dream Johnson a blowjob on YouTube. I don't care if you are a man, if you have a penis, whether it's real or whether it was surgically built out of your vagina, if you have a penis and you have tattoos, you are a woman. There is nothing masculine about tattoos anymore. Not a fucking thing. Figuring out how to counter falsehoods is going to mean assessing how lies benefit the people telling them. Well, the lies that you tell benefit you by making you feel safe, making you feel comfortable, making you feel like your failure is not your fault. You see, women are better than men. Women are superior to men. Men are just broken women. If men were more like women, the world would be a better place. If women ran the world would be a better place. You know, women are better at things than men. They're smarter than men. They have better coordination than men. They make better employees than men. They're smarter than men. And of course, women are completely oppressed by men. That's why women fail at everything they try to do, because men are oppressing them. All right, so the lies you tell yourself there, sweetheart, are so that you can feel good about yourself, and still be a giant fucking failure. So that you can blame all your failures, not on yourself, but on men. Because you're not going to take responsibility for anything that happens to you, because women don't take responsibility. Figuring out how to counter falsehoods is going to mean assessing how lies benefit the people telling them. Do the things they believe without evidence make them safe? Right, for example, does believing that the vax makes you safe, even though, even after you've been vaxxed, you still need a booster shot, you still need to wear a muzzle, you still need to practice social distancing, and you can still get the virus and you can still spread the virus? So does the lie you believe that the vax is a vaccine, does that make you feel safe despite the overwhelming evidence that the vax is not actually a vaccine? Do they make them feel more moral? I don't know. Does forcing other people to put cloth on their face, does it make you feel better than them? I bet it does. Do these beliefs contribute to a sense of being superior and unassailable? Wow, we know leftists certainly have no vision of themselves as being superior and unassailable. I mean, after all those white men and all those Christians and all those conservatives, well, you know, they're a bunch of knuckle-dragging racists who dropped out of high school, whereas us liberals, why, we all have our master's degree. Here's a question. If a master bedroom is a racist term, right, you can't use master and slave in computer terminology anymore because it's racist. What about a master's degree? When are liberals going to confront the inherent racism of their master's degrees? Oh, that's right. You don't have to confront the racism of your life because you're superior and unassailable. At the one-on-one level, figuring that out is going to help you more than issuing a verbal correction. A verbal correction. Only a liberal would use a phrase like issuing a verbal correction. Tell you something, any fucking libtard that issues a verbal correction in my direction is going to get told to go fuck herself. Writer Alexandra Aaron is a woman and is therefore irrelevant. Writer Alexandra Aaron recommends focusing on feelings. Of course she does. She's a woman. Feelings are the only things women understand. Well, feelings and selfishness. And again, I guess selfishness is a feeling. In fact, I dare say that selfishness is the only feeling women are capable of understanding. It's the only feeling they actually have. Everything you take about a woman, if you distill it down far enough, you get to selfishness. There's nothing else there. Not a goddamn thing. Yeah, Nazis invaded France. Nazis rolled into Paris, as they should have. Should have let them keep Paris. Should have let them keep the whole fucking country of France. Nazis rolled into Paris. What do the women do? Run down there to have sex with the Nazi invaders. Why? Because they're selfish. They want to make sure they survive. And what's the only thing women have to bargain with? There's only one thing women have as a bargaining chip. Their vagina. 45% of them don't know where their vagina's at, but they know that's the only thing they have to bargain with. There's nothing else a woman has than a man wants. That's just a fact. And they know it. They know it. Writer Alexandra Aaron, which is actually a hot name, I'll admit. I bet she's fat. Hold on. I want to see. It really is. Like, that's, to me, that's a hot name. Alexandra Aaron. Like, that sounds like that should be a hot chick. Let's see how fucking ugly this woman is. Oh my God! This is like naming a shit sandwich a chocolate fudge sundae. Guys, don't. The link goes to its Twitter account. It's an overweight man with rainbow-colored hair. Okay, there's purple, yellow, orange, green. Okay, I'm not making this up, guys. I'm not making this up. It is an overweight man with rainbow-colored hair wearing a dog collar. I am not making this up. It has a Patreon account, of course. The pinned tweet, this is from September 19th. So today is grocery day, and I've been sick and unable to make much money for a bit more than a week. Hold on, hold on. You're a tranny. You're strong and independent. Why can't you make any money? What's wrong with your OnlyFans account? Why aren't your simps throwing money at you? What do you need money for? You're a woman. You're strong and independent. You should be beyond money. If you feel like throwing in a tip, it's a great way to help support my family and me. Family? You have a family. You have a fam. Okay, hold on. Just, all right, we're going down the rabbit hole. All right, so it has this website. Welcome to the new home of the Aaron Endeavor, the platform of author, commentator, and Twitter tweeter Alexandra Aaron. This is the spot where I host and post my longer form nonfiction writing, which is frequently but not exclusively commentary and analysis on news or politics. Oh my God. All right, let's read the latest edition. Netflix and the Malcontents of Laughter. Hold on. I'm not... Yeah, what? Scanning. I'm trying to figure out what she's whining about. Humor is with... Doesn't matter. Jokes have no power to affect how people feel. This is some. She's whining something about. I don't know. All right. I don't know what the point is. I'm not going to follow it right now because we got other things to talk about. Aaron, Alexandra Aaron, membership level $1 a month, $5 a month. About Alexandra Aaron. Okay. Here we go. The about me. God, I love when trannies and women write about themselves. Here we go. About Alexandra Aaron. See, there you go. Once again, the false advertising. This is the thing. You can always tell. Like, if you see a woman. And I shouldn't say you. Let me talk about myself for a minute. My favorite. Let's pretend I'm a woman for a minute. I'm talking about myself. And here's where I really can put this into practice. Okay, the dating sites, right? I told you guys, I got the OkCupid account and I check in every now and then. So you can situate it so that you can see the people's pictures without seeing any of the text about themselves, right? And so I'll go through the pictures and I look. And if I see a woman that looks like just excruciatingly feminine, if I see a picture of a woman on there and I'm like, God damn, and my instant response is, hey, that's pretty hot. Like 20% of the time, it's actually a woman. The other 80% of the time, it's a fucking tranny. And you might say, oh, great one. Are you attracted to men? No. Well, no, I'm not. If I was, I'd be Cobra Tate. I'd be hanging out with Anthony Dream Johnson right now. What I'm saying here is that men, because we're men and we're better than women, are better at being feminine than women are. Like, the most feminine looking things I've seen on OkCupid are almost all men who are trannies. And so I've gotten really good at this. I go through there and I'm like, that's a tranny. And I am right most of the time. I can fucking spot them because they are, these tranny men, they're hyper-feminized. Like, they're more feminine. Like, no actual woman would do that much work to look attractive because they don't have to, because they have the one thing that men want, the vagina. Even though 45% of them don't know where their vagina is, they know they've got a vagina and they're not willing to do the fucking work. I'll give the tranny men credit here. At least they do the fucking work to look attractive. Well, some of them do. That, trust me, you see a picture of this, Alexandra Aaron. No, this guy is doing no work whatsoever to look attractive. Anyway, then you scroll down and you read on the OkCupid these trannies talking about themselves. And it's like, my God, they're just, I really need to do a video sometime. I want to do it for Watching the Decline. Just making, God, they are just so broken, which a great one. Of course, they're broken. They're pretending to be women. Okay, you could be, you could pretend to be a woman without being this broken. I'm pretty sure, I'm like, I could pretend to be a woman without having this many mental disorders. Pretty fucking sure I could put on a dress and get a boob job and pretend I'm a girl without having 17 mental disorders. But then again, I'm a man. I can do almost anything. Including locate the vagina. All right. About Alexandra Aaron. God, that's a hot name. I'm so sad that's wasted on a tranny. Not even an attractive tranny. Hello, internet and all the ships at sea! Exclamation mark. I'm Alexandra Aaron, blogger, poet, satirist, and author. Yeah, you're a satire of the human existence, fat ass. Since 2007, I have used this micro-patronage to pay my bills and keep myself and my stories alive. That's because I'm so fucking fat and worthless and mentally broken, I can't even get a job as a barista. I have to beg on the internet. By the way, speaking of begging on the internet, you know, you fuckers could go over to CYNLIBSOC.com. You could click on the cyber begging picture over there and you give me some fucking cuck bucks. You give me some bitcoins. You could buy the fucking archives. That way, when I'm not podcasting, you'd have something to listen to. You know, I'm not doing this. No, actually, I am. I was going to say, I'm not doing this for my own personal entertainment. I actually am doing this for my personal entertainment. If I had to make a living off of you motherfuckers, I wouldn't make anything because you guys are a bunch of selfish goddamn fuckers. You know, if all seven of you would just give me one fucking dollar, I'd have almost enough money to buy a six-pack of beer. But no, no. Now, if I had an OnlyFans account and I had some titties, I'd be rich. And remember, if you listen to this podcast without paying for it, you're stealing. It's my Stefan Molyneux impersonation. Now, Patreon makes it easier for me to do what I do and for you to help me do it. About me, I'm a dyed-in-the-wool, old-school fantasy fan. I grew up on a steady diet of things like The Legend of Zelda, Dungeons & Dragons, The Chronicles of Narnia, and the works of Ursula Le Guin and Madelia Hussein. Women. I'm also a trans woman. No, you are not a trans woman. You are a fat guy with rainbow-colored hair wearing a dog collar. You are not a woman. You are not a trans woman. You're not identifying as a woman. You're not a woman. You've never been with a woman. You don't know anything about women. You have nothing to do with women. You're a fat man wearing a dog collar. I am also a trans woman, though, and so I come into these worlds from a very different place than a lot of people who have been presented as the default fantasy fan does. I come into them looking for different things. These facts can't help but be reflected in the stories I write or in the non-fiction writing I do on my blog, Twitter, and occasionally other social media. I use patronage. Jesus, is this a... I use patronage because it allows me to tell the stories I want to tell in the space and at the pace I am able to tell it. This means I don't have to constrain my ideas to fit between the covers of a book or within the expectation of marketers. This allows me freedom to experiment. I don't think you need to do any more experimenting. Of course, some experiments work out better than others, but that's the nature of experimentation. I am a prolific spewer of words. No, you're fat. Okay, you're fat. You're fat. That's what you are. You're fat. I am a prolific spewer of words. I write flash fiction, genre poetry, and tabletop gaming content, some of which is published on my blog and some of which finds homes elsewhere. I also blog about many of the same issues which inflect my writing around fantasy. Okay, God. I wanted you to talk about your mental illnesses. When you pledge to support me, you'll be supporting me. Shocking. All right, well, you know what? You know what? I was a pioneer in the area of serialized original fiction written for the web. No, you weren't, sweetheart. Serialized fiction on the internet existed long before 2007. My main current project is Ash, the City, and Summer, a work of modern fantasy in a secondary world that blends modern technology and the tropes of post-Tolkien, post-D&D Western fantasy. All right, you know what? I will give the tranny credit. The About Me section was not filled with how it was raped as a young child and its trauma and its drama and its mental illnesses, which is what I was expecting. I expected to hear about, well, I'm BPD, and I have this, and I have that. It's, you know, I give credit where credit's due. I'm scrolling through its Twitter feed. I'm looking for anything interesting. Kind of boring. All right, your Twitter feed. Yeah, well, I'm not even very spicy. It's really, I mean, it's a fat guy with rainbow hair wearing a dog collar. Okay, let's get back to what we were making fun of. Writer and tranny and dog collar wearing tranny with rainbow hair, Alexandra Aaron recommends focusing on feelings. Not just any feelings, of course. No, not just any feelings. Since in our current climate, any grief or anger that's not wearing a Make America Great Again hat is liable to garner hostility, ridicule, and a snowflake accusation, but specifically the feeling of safety. Wow, imagine that. A tranny is suggesting that we should focus on feeling safe. Who could have predicted that? Because yes, when Trump was president, everybody not wearing a Make America Great Again hat was being subject to hostility, ridicule, and snowflake accusations. I know every time I left the house without my MAGA hat on, people were hostile to me, I was ridiculed, I was called a snowflake. Ah, it was so traumatic. What I really needed to do was sit down with some tranny that wears a dog collar and get in touch with my feelings about safety. That would have made everything better. If someone says that the Muslim ban is okay because all terrorists are Muslim, it might be worth it to ask about his or her fear of terrorism than to rail against the falsehood about terrorists. Oh, so if someone says that a gun ban is okay because all shootings involve guns, well, it might be worth it to ask this libtard about their fear of guns instead of to talk about the falsehood. I mean, come on. It's just... There's so little, as in little, I mean no. There is no self-awareness among these people. None. There's no self-awareness here. And this is why I might do it. We just might tangent off to this. This is why you fucking conservatives are fucking stupid, because you think you can reason with these people. You conservatives seem to think that you can somehow or another get these people to understand these contradictions that they're having, because you cannot understand that to the libtard, this is not a contradiction. The libtard sits here and says, well, you know, those evil right-wingers, they think that a Muslim ban is okay because all the terrorists are Muslim. And, oh, they don't understand, not all Muslims are terrorists. These same libtards are incapable of understanding that not all men are rapists and not all guns run around shooting other people. Okay, they don't understand. And you conservatives, you're just so convinced that, oh, if you're just nice to them, if you just talk to, if you could just persuade them with facts, you conservatives, you cling to these facts the same way the libtards cling to their fucking emotions. The libtards want to talk to you about their emotion of safety. You want to talk to libtards about the statistics that if you look at gun violence, where did most of the shootings take place? Inner cities. Who's doing most of the shooting? Black men. Who are they shooting? Black men. Well, and you think, well, if we just show the liberals these facts about gun shooting statistics enough, we can convince them. No, no more than they're going to talk about how their feelings of safety and their trannyism and their dog collars is going to convince you. You're both stupid. Both of you are stupid. The libtards have the additional burden of being evil. At least you conservatives, you're just stupid. All right, I'm actually not going to tangent. I'm going to focus. That was the beginning of what, but I didn't get to the point. So I have a story to tell about why conservatives have lost. Not are losing, it's over. Okay, the conservatives have lost. The left has won. We've been over this before. If someone says that the Muslim ban is okay because all terrorists are Muslim, there was no Muslim ban. See, once again, this is, we're already doing emotions. There was no ban on Muslims. Now, there should have been, but there wasn't. If someone says that the Muslim ban is okay because all terrorists are Muslim, it might be more worth it to ask about his or her fear of terrorism than to rail against the falsehood about terrorists. Also remember, libtards are the ones who are terrified of terrorism, right? Domestic terrorist, that's the new boogeyman, right? That's the new Nazi, that's the new Soviet, that's the new KKK, that's the new bad guy in all the movies and all the TV shows, the domestic terrorist, the white supremacist. That can yield a more useful conversation. What's really going to make them safer? How much safety is really possible, and what are we willing to trade for it? Is this for real? Is this a liberal who supports people walking around with a cloth over their face because they think it will stop a virus? Saying, what's really going to make them safer? Okay, is putting cloth over your face and standing 6 feet from other people really going to make you safer? Remember when Governor Cuomo came out and they announced that the biggest uptick in Wuhan cases was people who stayed home during the lockdown? I covered that on this podcast. Okay, so if staying home and not going out and makes you safe, why did so many people who stay home get the Wuhan? What is really going to make you safer? What is really going to make you safer? Is what's going to make you safer walking around with a cloth on your face, 6 feet away from other people, getting an experimental drug injected into you, being in a panic all the time? Or is what's going to make you safer eating nutritious food, exercising, going outside in the sunlight, and having an immune system? How much safety is really possible, and what are we willing to trade for it? Well, apparently, libtards and a whole lot of conservatives are willing to trade the entire supply chain for safety, or at least the illusion of safety. You can't get anything because the supply chain is fucked up because everybody called in sick from Wuhan, but at least you feel safe. We should probably all practice saying, quote, there's no evidence for that, but the important thing is, Yeah, I would love it if a libtard would say, well, you know, there's no evidence that putting cloth over your face prevents you from getting a virus. But the important thing is, it makes me feel good because it gives me the opportunity to control what you do with your body. And as a liberal, my entire center of existence is myself, and I need to feel good by controlling other people because I have no power over myself. I can't stop myself from being fat. I can't stop myself from eating all day long. I can't stop myself from being lazy. So since I can't control myself, I'm going to control you because that gives me a sense of power. And quote, well, I disagree, but let's say you're right. What about, unquote, without choking? Because again, you know, a libtard trying to have an intelligent conversation with someone else would cause them to choke, because anything that does not conform to the libtard's demented worldview causes them anguish. That doesn't mean we need to give up on facts entirely. You already have given up on facts entirely. That doesn't mean we need to give up on facts entirely, and the news media in particular should not stop correcting lies. My God, the news media is lies. The news media is lies and advertising. Advertising usually being another word for lie. There is still a place for fact-checking in our alt-facts world. Yes, and the fact that we need fact-checkers to check the things reported by the media tells you that the media doesn't know what they're talking about. Human brains are not fundamentally Why are you using double negatives? Oh, yeah, because you're a woman. Hold it. Human brains are not fundamentally incapable of revising closely held beliefs. So in other words, human brains are fundamentally capable of revising closely held beliefs. Let me just put that double negative in there to try to make it sound like I'm more intellectual than I am. Because I'm a woman and I need to create this facade, right? It's like I got to put on makeup and I got to put on clothes that pushes up my tits. And because I'm fat, I got to wear vertical stripes to try to create this optical illusion that I'm less fat. And, you know, this is your typical woman. They got to do all this work to try to disguise what they really are. And then they're going to talk about truth and facts. Right. Any woman who wears makeup does not need to be talking to me about truth. Mitch McConnell could probably learn something new if he really had to. And maintaining a correct record of truth is still one of the tasks given to the media. Yes, the media is maintaining a correct record of truth. I mean, my God, to go through life this fucking stupid. The media is maintaining a correct record of truth. The media. But once again, this isn't stupid. This is evil. This is the intensity of the evil of the left. Like, she did not write that sentence because she believes it. She knows good and goddamn well the media is a bunch of lies. She wrote that sentence to try to manipulate people into believing the lies of the media, which are the lies that support her evil desires. Her desire to control other people, her desire to take freedom and resources and life away from other people, right? She knows that's not true. That's the evil. See, if a conservative said that exact same sentence, that would be stupid, because a conservative would be dumb enough to believe that, for example, Fox News is telling the truth. Conservatives are stupid. Liberals are evil. This woman knows that the media is the propaganda and advertising arm of the corporations and the government. She knows that the media is lying virtually all of the time. She knows these things. She says that the media is maintaining a correct record of the truth because she is evil. And once again, the liberal, they are the enemy. If freedom is to ever exist in the geographical region known as the United States, people like this woman right here must be exterminated. And the cucks are, well, the great one. But no. If you disagree with that, you're wrong. Because this is a war. It's her or it's you. There's no coexisting. I know you conservatives, you're touching yourselves and you're whacking off and you're thinking about how, oh, you're going to coexist with your enemies and you're just going to persuade them and, oh, it's democracy and America's the home of the free and we can all have our different opinions and live together. No, we can't. You cannot live together with people who want to exterminate you. But you're so goddamn stupid that you can't see how fucking evil these people are. And maintaining a correct record of truth, still one of the tasks given to the media, is critical regardless of how much the White House tries to undermine its importance. But we know enough to know the fact checkers are not going to quell the zombie lies. Coming out of the gate with facts is like bringing a Wikipedia page to a gunfight. People have to be primed and ready if they're going to question the appealing information that's fed to them and helps reconfirm their worldview. Like, once again, just no self-awareness here at all. None. No self-awareness. Because she's so fucking evil. Or is there some... Once again, she knows that her worldview is bullshit. This is just pure evil. Truth is not enough. It never has been. So let the journalists continue to fact check harder than ever before. Let them pledge never to repeat the administration's fabrications without the newspaper equivalent of an Arrested Development voiceover. But don't carry those corrections wholesale to your GOP representative or your racist family members and think you're going to win. What we need first is a way to unseat the lies, and whatever that winds up looking like, it's going to mean swallowing your pride, asking the right questions, and listening to the answers. Look the zombie in the face, then offer it your heart. Oh, God, that was long-winded and fucking terrible. God, women can't fucking write. You know, I'm really sad that I don't think I'm going to live long enough to see it when all of this rebounds and women literally, like, I foresee, I don't know, 100 years from now, maybe 200 years from now, when, you know, all of this, when the pendulum swings back the other way, women are literally Hitler, going to be sold, bred, and slaughtered, like the same way we do cows right now. The women of today are building a future where all of their fantasies that they have, all of their, what do you call it? That's the fucking thing that I always make fun of. Handmaiden's Tale fantasies are going to come true. The rebound, the pendulum swing is going to be so drastic. I mean, women are, you know, literally going to be branded and they're going to be sold. I'm just pissed off I'm not going to be around to see it. And it's not going to be the fault of the women. And again, it's women today. They have no concept of the future. They don't have the part in their brain You know, just like we men, we don't have the part in our brain where we can go to a coffee shop and sit there and drink coffee and talk about our feelings for 3 hours, right? We can't do that. We don't have that. Women do not have the part in their brain that understands future consequences. They just don't. And they're just shitting all over everyone in our society today. It's everyone else is paying for their comfort. And every single day, white women from North America need more and more and more. And it's just, oh my God, this guy did something 20 years ago, and this person said something 30 years ago, and this thing over here, well, now that's sexist, and now this thing over here, this is racist, and this over here, and that over there, and it just keeps coming, and keeps coming, and keeps coming, and oh, you gotta be 6 feet tall, or you're just not good enough for me. And the ons, and the ons, and the ons. And my God, when the pendulum goes the other way and the lashback comes, oh God, I just wish I could be there. What I wish even more than I could be there to see it is that, you know, the women from today could be transported to this future so that they could experience the consequences of what they've done instead of the women 100 years from now experiencing the consequences of something they had nothing to do with. Yeah, I'm tired now. That took a lot. I'm not even going to start the next article. We don't have enough time. I'll tell you this. The week that you're listening to this podcast right here, I'll actually be out of town. I will be working. Let me tell you this. I'm going out of town. I'm working a gig. I am going to be making, when you add it all up, I'm going to be making over $400 a day. And when I was talking to the guy about the gig, he's like, yeah, it's this thing. And we got these clients there from Europe. Here's the deal. When the clients are in the room, you got to wear a mask. He's like, I personally, you know, when you're around the crew, I don't give a shit. We're fine. But when the client's in the room, you got to wear a muzzle. And I told him dead up. I said, look, for $400 a day, yeah, I'll put a piece of cloth over my face. Everybody's got a price. Now, vax? No. We're not getting a vax. Everybody calm down. But for $400 a day, I will put a piece of cloth over my face when the client is in the room. That's my price. I'll do that. But there will be no vaccine. No vaccine.
Devil's out.